Hello and welcome to South Carolina Spook Show. I am your creator and host, Blake Mosley, and for the whole month of October, I'll be bringing you short stories of true crime and paranormal activity around the Palmetto State, leading up to the spookiest day of the year, Halloween. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to the show on whatever podcast platform that you prefer so you can be notified whenever new episodes drop. You can follow the show on different social media pages like Facebook and Instagram. It's at South Carolina Spook Show, and also on Twitter at SC Spook Show. You can send me episode suggestions or your own personal stories to scspookshow@gmail.com or shoot me a message on any of the social media sites that I mentioned before. You can check out my other podcast. It's called When Words Fail, Music Speaks. I do that with my good buddy James Cox. It's all about music and mental health. It is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. With all that out of the way, let's get into today's spooky short story.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following passage is titled Cape Romaine Lighthouses, taken from the book Legends and Lore of South Carolina by Sherman Carmichael. These two lonely sentinels still stand watch over Cape Romaine. Only three locations in America still have two lighthouses: Point Loma in San Diego, Cape Henry in Virginia, and Cape Romaine, South Carolina. In 1823, money was made available for the construction of the first lighthouse on Cape Romaine. The first plan was to convert an existing stone windmill into the lighthouse. This plan, however, was not going to work. The area around the old windmill was easily flooded, so the plans were changed. After long negotiations, a piece of land on higher ground was secured. In 1827, under the direction of Winslow Lewis, a brick conical tower was erected, standing 65 feet tall. Lewis outfitted the lighthouse tower with a lamp and reflector system of his own design. Cape Romaine Light was constructed 6 miles off the coast of McClellanville on Raccoon Key, now known as Lighthouse Island. The main purpose of the lighthouse was to alert mariners about a treacherous shoal 9 miles southeast of the beacon. Due to the lighthouse's weak signal, it failed. The lighthouse was updated in 1847, but still didn't work. A new lighthouse was constructed near the original lighthouse. This was a 150-foot tall tower with a first order Fresnel lens. The new and more powerful beacon was put into service on January 1, 1858. Shortly after the Civil War began, Confederates extinguished the light. They removed the lens and damaged the tower to prevent the Yankees from using it. After the Civil War ended, the tower was repaired, and the lighthouse was returned to service in 1866. The tower still had one problem. It had developed a conspicuous lean as the foundation settled. The leaning lighthouse was so bad that the lens had to be readjusted to properly work. In 1937, the lighthouse was automated. 10 years later, the use of the lighthouse was discontinued. Today, only the foundations of the keeper's house and the boathouse remain. Only the bottom portion of the older lighthouse remains, but the newer lighthouse is still in remarkably good condition. In the late 19th century, a Norwegian named Fisher was the lighthouse keeper. Fisher and his wife lived alone on the island. One night while they were eating supper, she spoke of wanting to go back home to Norway to see her family and friends. Fisher would not see this. he told his wife that her place was there with him. She told her husband that she missed her family and homeland and intended to go back. The argument became more and more heated. A storm was beginning to rage outside. The lightning began flashing as if it were hitting the ground. The sky would light up with each new flash, and thunder rumbled with a deafening sound. His wife grabbed her jewelry box and dashed out the door. Braving the storm, she headed into the night. The only light she had as she ran away from the house was the streaks of lightning. She fell down on her knees and began to dig a hole. As soon as the hole was deep enough, she buried the jewelry box. Then she headed back to the house. Fisher was standing in the door waiting on her to return. He stepped aside and let her in. Beside himself with anger, he grabbed a knife and stabbed her in the chest, killing her dead. On that stormy night, he buried her lifeless body near the lighthouse. He told everyone that she got depressed and committed suicide. No one would have ever known if he hadn't confessed to the grisly murder on his deathbed. The future keepers of the lighthouse tended her grave. The lighthouse keepers and their family have reported hearing footsteps on the stairs, but no one has ever found anyone there. The floorboards of the keeper's house where the blood dropped have been repeatedly cleaned, but drops of blood still reappear. The jewelry box has never been found. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you can be notified when these daily episodes drop, and I'll see you tomorrow. I'm your creator and host, Blake Mosley, and this is South Carolina Spook Show. Y'all stay spooky and have a happy Halloween.
Isn't always easy. In fact, we all battle depression during life's ups and downs. Music has always been the thing that we can rely on to get us through the tough times we all face. The podcast, When Words Fail, Music Speaks, with hosts James and Blake, discusses the healing power of music. They interview bands, break down genres, review band biographies, and a lot more. On When Words Fail, Music Speaks, enjoy interviews and lively discussions about musicians and songs you know and love. This is a podcast any music lover will enjoy. Add When Words Fail, Music Speaks to your podcast playlist right now. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and wherever you listen to podcasts.